I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. When Al Jazeera America launched in 2013, a lot of media critics said it was a game changer for this country. But now we hear that the media company based in Qatar is pulling the plug on its American channel. Azmat Khan was a reporter with Al Jazeera America, and now she's over at BuzzFeed News. You were one of those journalists who thought Al Jazeera America was the future, Azmat. What is your reaction to this news a year after your departure from Al Jazeera America?
For so many of us, it hasn't been surprising. Though we had very high expectations when joining, it became clear quite early into the channel and its network in America, it was almost doomed to an extent. People like to argue that it's because AJAM was too foreign, too serious, or too toxic a work environment. But more than anything else, I think it was digital naivete.
So that's why it was doomed? Just didn't kind of have a digital strategy?
It was looking at old models for journalism rather than innovating or experimenting with new ones. If you look at exactly what they invested in, $500 million to buy a cable channel that was already struggling and then invested an additional $2 billion more to operate this. And every time their ratings were low, the then CEO would say, look, CNN and MSNBC launched to low ratings. It'll take us a little while as well. And he was essentially referencing a decades-old model that didn't exist in this incredibly different and changed media landscape. Al Jazeera America invested in this channel at the expense of innovating or trying to do something new or pursuing this idea that the future of journalism is digital. And it was a stunning miscalculation.
So you're saying it should not have had any kind of television output, just a straight digital platform?
Exactly. Imagine what AJAM could have been if Al Jazeera had spent that $2.5 billion on an experimental digital media enterprise and not a cable news channel. If you look at what they did digitally, you'll see actually some very strong reporting. They weren't getting an audience on air, but they definitely were online. If they had pursued and put their efforts there and then worked to innovate, it would be a totally different story.
What do you point to, Azmat, when you're asked about the good journalism that that money bought at Al Jazeera America?
More than anything, I think Al Jazeera had the best coverage of Native American issues in the United States. Exactly. So, you know, you can find a great piece on Native veterans who were the highest serving minority group in the military. The idea was Al Jazeera America would bring Al Jazeera's mission to give voice to the voiceless in the United States. And this was one underreported territory that they really carved out well. They also looked at poverty in great depth. You know, I remember working on a story about America's first openly gay imam. And this was Al Jazeera. So in many ways, they did things that people didn't expect, and they did them well.
And when people ask you, where am I now going to find quality foreign news coverage or quality Native American news coverage on TV, on cable, where do you tell them to go?
On TV, on cable? That's a great question. No one asks me that. When people ask me for recommendations about consuming international coverage, they're largely asking me about the internet. For example, on Roku, if people did want to stream television, they could easily stream a digital network that is foreign. But most of the time, what people are doing is finding international stories online. Even as foreign bureaus for newspapers close, you're starting to see digital organizations investing in that. So there's no dearth of this online. The question is, are those old school traditional ways of covering the world going to last?
Azmat Khan, ex-Al Jazeera America, now over at BuzzFeed News. Thanks very much for this.
Happy to chat, Marco.